Welcome to SD Moms. I'm Steph. Been in San Diego now for 6 years. Been married for almost, oh my gosh, it'll be 10 years in 2018.
Ah, happy anniversary.
And we have three babies, ages 4, 3, and 5 months.
So you have three under four? Mm-hmm. Or no, three under five.
Yep, three under five.
Gosh, yes. I remember those days. My name is Amber. I'm originally from New York. Been in San Diego for 4 years now. I am a divorced single mom of four kids between the ages of 4 and, oh my gosh, my oldest will be 13 in March.
Really?
A teenager!
Oh man!
I feel too young to have a teenager. It's so weird. But I'm not.
You're so good, Amber. How you hold yourself together, compose yourself in your mommy life, in your work life.
It ain't easy.
And not every day can go as smooth as the day that I witnessed when you came into work all frazzled, kicking your shoes off. My phone's dead. And wait till you hear what happened.
On the verge of tears.
Yes.
It was not a good day.
You came in here. Now, we work together, obviously.
Yes.
And you came in here all frazzled. And it was one of those typical mom moments. But not only being a mom, then on top of it, work. And then life. And you have to tell everybody what happened.
So my son was playing goalie at a soccer game on Saturday. He got injured. Oh. They thought he broke his clavicle or something was wrong with it. So he was taken off on a stretcher in an ambulance.
Oh my gosh.
He was so excited. He was like, Mom, I know I shouldn't be excited, but I really am, as he's crying through the pain.
How long has he played soccer for?
This is his second season.
And how old is he?
He's 11. So long story short, we had to take him to the orthopedics. And my ex-husband, he scheduled the appointment bright and early, 8:30 in the morning on a Wednesday in Oceanside, which is like over an hour from my house.
Horrible. Why did it have to be in Oceanside?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Nothing about this was convenient because I'm on the air at 9.
Yes.
So my boss gave me permission to come in late and took him there. And luckily, the doctor said, everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's broken. Nothing's torn. Everything's fine. Drive back. I'm like right around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
I get pulled over.
By your house?
Like literally right around the corner.
After all that driving. And
yes.
Why did you get pulled over near your house?
Well, because my registration sticker is not up to date. I did pay my registration.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, forgot to put the sticker on. I thought I did. I don't know. I swear.
They actually do look for those stickers.
They do. And I've been pulled over twice now. But luckily, I have a ticket to say, okay. Hey, don't
Wait,
give me another
so
one.
After this incident, you
yeah,
got
oh,
pulled
yeah.
over again for the sticker?
I have to go. Yeah, I have to go to the DMV.
Get the sticker.
Well, I have to, and I also lost my ID.
Oh,
so
my
I've got to go to the DMV to get both my sticker and my ID, and I'm just dreading that day.
That sucks.
Yes.
So your day from hell starts off with that.
Of course, I get pulled over, and then I can't help but cry when I get pulled over. Do you cry when you get pulled over?
No, but I wonder if I would have after that frazzlement, because you're just so frazzled. You've been rushing around, trying to get your son taken care of. Everything's fine. You just need to release all that stress somehow.
Right.
And the cop comes to your window. You're like, what did I do?
And I'm trying to hold it together, because my son's sitting in the front next to me, and I want to be strong, you know? And then I just couldn't, and I just lost it. And my son's like, it's okay, Mom. I'm like, I know. I'm just sorry. I don't like getting in trouble.
Were you milking it?
No, I was just not wanting to get in trouble. I have milked it for a ticket though before, and I got out of it. So
see,
but this time was legit. Okay, it was just a stressful morning. So
and then you got to work after all of that.
My phone was dead because you were trying to text me.
I know,
and it was dead. Yeah, and then I got into a fight with a coworker.
You did? Oh, I didn't know that part.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh,
it wasn't
Amber.
Like a parenting day from hell. It was just a day from hell. It was just a bad day. And being a parent, you want to try to like compose yourself despite all the madness going around. And that's the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. I think just trying to keep it cool and not losing your shit.
Oh, man, I do all the time. SD Mom Rochelle is joining us.
Rochelle, do you have any kids?
Yes, I do. I have two kids, a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
All right, Rochelle, you had a day from hell. Was it a parenting day from hell? Tell us.
Having two toddlers, you must have had a day from hell.
Mm-hmm. Probably when they both had a stomach flu and the house was a mess and I had work that night and school that day. That was probably the worst. And they were like taking turns throwing up.
Oh. That's the worst. I actually did have a day like that where everybody got sick.
Except you?
I was the second one that got sick.
Oh.
Started with the baby, and then it was me, and then my husband, my best friend was visiting. It was horrible.
That's the worst when you have to be a mommy and you're sick.
Yes. Ugh. What happened? How did you get through it, Rochelle?
Coffee and texting my husband every 2 seconds.
Yes! You gotta do it!
You gotta do what you gotta do. I love coffee.
All right. Do you feel a little bit better now, Amber, venting out your day from hell?
I do. It's nice to have other moms that can relate.
That's what this is all about.
My SD moms, baby.
Yes. That's what we're here for, to help each other, because we need it, especially with next week. We're going to be talking about mom guilt.
It's real.
Oh, so real. And I need your help, because I have been getting overdosed with mom guilt and I need to stop.
Yeah, stop that. Stop it. No, that's next week on SD Moms Podcast.